You're with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and we've got Brenda from X Rebellion on the line. They've been doing a week of action, and today the slow march. But we're going to talk to you, Brenda. Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. It's great to talk to you this morning.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us, we're going to talk about a variety of things to do with what's been going on this week, but one of the particular thing is the whale song action that you had at Parliament House steps. I think it was on Thursday. This was particularly important for people in Victoria, I'd say.
Oh, it's really important. And I don't think a lot of people actually know what's going on. Any day now, we're expecting a approval to go through from what's called NOPSEMA. And NOPSEMA is the regulatory authority in which approves all offshore exploration licences. And these are special licences that are issued to businesses and to go out and do extensive seismic blasting in our oceans. A lot of this has been going on our around Australia's coastline for years, but it's not really spoken about. But for any new oil or gas project to go ahead, they have to do this exploration, and this decision is imminent. The problem that we have is NOPSEMA's decisions are not open to public scrutiny, so we don't know exactly why they will make the decision or how. A lot of the Federal Minister for Resources, Madeleine King, defers to them, and it looks like she'll be getting special powers where she won't even intervene now, and neither will the Federal Environment Minister. So we are trying to call this out and get some public interest in it, and groups down in around Warrnambool, the Ocean Group, the Marine Conservation Society have been doing amazing work to try and get this in the public domain.
Well, we're talking about the Otway Basin, and we're talking about the biggest seismic blasting intrusion into the sea floor in the Great Southern Ocean that's ever been done before, at a time when we're supposedly withdrawing from our dependence on fossil fuels.
Yeah, this is the great tragedy of this. This will be the largest seismic blasting project in world history, and it is 5.5 million hectares of ocean that will be blasted. It will go on continuously for possibly a year or more. We don't know, because once they issue this special prospecting license, it can be just carried on indefinitely until they've got the information that they want. The blasting itself is louder than an atomic blast, and it goes for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every 7 to 10 seconds.
And the reason for why you were doing the whale song, the honouring of the whale song, was because it has specific effects on whales.
And in fact, all marine life, right down to the zooplankton, right through the whole marine ecosystem. So from the very top level mammals like whales, dolphins, penguins, all marine life, all the way down to the krill and the zooplankton, it absolutely will decimate the crayfish industry, abalone, scallop. All the fishing industry down there are absolutely, you know, up in arms.
Well, it's fascinating that you're saying this, because the opposition to it goes from local government, commercial fishers, the indigenous people, in a tourist industry. That's on one side. And on the other side is corporate interests, foreign corporate interests, international corporate interests, a beholden government, and what Nosema is accused of rubber stamping, that it's a false shield for this corporate exploration, the pretense that it's an orderly process to a proper investigation, because the science doesn't back it up, does it?
No, it doesn't back it up at all. And in fact, there was a Senate inquiry about seismic blasting that was done, and there were multiple recommendations. That I think there were 19 recommendations about that, saying that this had to, this industry of seismic blasting, and it is an industry, this company called Schlumberger goes around the world doing these seismic exploration projects, and the science is showing that it needs to be extensively studied, because the impacts on marine ecosystems, invertebrates, fish populations, mammals, and what it does to their breeding and feeding and migration, because often whales and dolphins, it may not kill them, but it renders them deaf, and it affects their sensory system so that it impairs their navigation. So this all needs to be investigated. We're injuring these animals, and the tragedy is this gas may never be mined, because by the time they finish the exploration, do their analysis, we may have already decided not to exploit those resources.
You know, it mightn't be going too far to say that humans are creating deserts in the sea.
Oh, I don't think I heard a fisherman talk about that. He said they went back in another area because there was seismic blasting done down there before on a smaller scale. And because these companies ignore the environmental regulations that are put upon these special prospecting licenses, they are given constraints about what they're allowed to do and the area that they must operate within, and they often ignore that. And how you contain sound waves, I don't know, in water. I mean, it just seems ridiculous to me. But fishermen have said that they could not find one crayfish. They could find nothing. All they could suggest was that they had just exploded with the intensity of the sound wave. There was nothing left. And estimates are that it would take over 5 years for these areas to start to recover.
Oh, it's extraordinary to me. Tell me, how has the week gone for Extinction Rebellion with raising the issues that we're talking about out there in the mainstream streets of Melbourne?
Look, I have to be honest, it's difficult. The media is somewhat interested, but really the only time they're interested is when we block a road. And then we are criticised for blocking a road. But what we're really trying to do is get the message out, and it's extremely hard. We've also been facing an incredible police presence at every single thing that we do, and it is incredibly difficult. So
today you've got the slow march through the city. Now, I've been to some of the slow marches that you guys have done. They're quite extraordinary. So it's going to be, tell me about what you're expecting in the time, and obviously you want as much support as possible.
Oh, we do. This is a numbers game, really, and it's really important that government sees at all levels, see that the community is concerned, that the community understands that we are in a climate emergency, and they want proper action on this. They don't want platitudes. They don't want, you know, fanciful stories about it'll be okay and you'll be able to adapt. We really want the community to show that they're concerned about this, and we really need people to just turn up.
So where do they turn up?
So if they turn up to the Treasury Gardens in Spring Street, and you'll see Blinky and the Reds will be there, and Misbehave will be there. All of the usual things that we bring out to emphasise our message. So you'll see us gathered where we were last year, and from 2 o'clock, and the march will then proceed through the city, and we will end up at Flinders Street. We just need people.
It's not Treasury Gardens, is it? It's actually the one on the left of Parliament House, if you're looking up. It's the one that's got the statue of fountain. It's called Parliament Gardens or something.
Parliament Gardens is on the other side. That's the one with the big fountain in it. We meet in Treasury because we need the space.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Parliament Gardens is the one, if you're facing down Burke Street, that's the one on the right.
Yep, that's right. I just wanted to make sure.
Treasury's on the left, behind all the government offices and everything, and where the Department of
Treasury. And that's where you're going to start up.
Yeah, and that's where we're going to start up down there. Yeah.
Okay, so 2 p.m.
Yeah, 2 p.m. So,
all right. Thank you very much.
Everyone's welcome.
Yeah, of course. Thank you very much for talking to us this morning, Brenda. I know that you're busy.
Oh, no, it's always a pleasure, and it's important to talk about these things. So thank you for giving us some time.